This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHN, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Former State Representative Oliver Robinson pleaded guilty last week to federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, tax evasion, and wire fraud. But questions remain as to whether Robinson is the only person to blame in this scheme. Does this situation go beyond Robinson's involvement? And if so, how far does it go? Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald has a few thoughts on this, and he joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Esther.
So you write, this situation is so much bigger than Oliver Robinson. How much bigger is it?
It can be. There are two unnamed co-conspirators who are cited in the indictment, the plea agreement, which is the information rather than an indictment is what it's called. One of which is a lawyer at Balch & Bingham, one of which is an executive at Drum & Company. These are two of the largest companies in Alabama that are provide money to fuel politics, to affect opinion, and to affect policy. And so depending on what direction they go, it has the real potential of shaking up that entire infrastructure of the state.
You call this Alabama's Watergate, and the situation involves people and institutions at the core of state political life. I mean, how deep are we talking here?
Well, you could go in a lot of different directions from here. You can follow money from Alabama Power, for instance, or the BCA, or from road builders, or from all sorts of different places that use the same sort of people for distribution of money and influence. Not saying that they're all guilty in like this Robinson thing, but there is a lot of money and a lot of impact that these groups have. And if it's revealed that this sort of thing was known by people other than those named in the indictment, but the institutions themselves, then that could shake the very ground up there. I mean, if you find out that, for instance, one of the largest law firms in Alabama knew this was going on, that's a big deal. So what do they do in this situation now that one of their attorneys is now an unnamed co-conspirator in this? I mean, it puts them in an unusual position, which they can't really talk about. It's really hard to deal with.
So what is Alabama Power's involvement in all of this?
Well, I mean, other than the fact that they have funded Oliver Robinson's other ventures, whether it's his magazine or his nonprofit, for galas that they thought were, or that they say they thought were, a community sort of philanthropic, they aren't connected to this Robinson indictment. But the question is how much, you know, again, we're talking about political money. I mean, they spend $20 million a year, and that is that's more than most comparable utilities. And so they are a huge player when it comes to influence. The question is, do they start to look around and say, maybe we need to separate from Balch or some of the others? I mean, it gets to be a very interesting question, and one that'll be super interesting to watch.
So what's next? What should Alabamians expect to happen now?
Well, they should expect that the unindicted co-conspirators be indicted, because if that doesn't happen, then that's a real problem. You have people who are named as bribers in federal documents who have not yet been indicted, while the bribee has been indicted. So it takes two to bribe, right? So people will wonder why they haven't followed that. It's difficult because these are very powerful people. There are a lot of people at Balch & Bingham who are working in Washington with Jeff Sessions. One was just appointed to the Alabama Supreme Court. So the question becomes, does influence pay in terms of prosecution? So I would wait for the prosecutors, I must say, have said they are a priority. So we'll see what happens.
John Archibald is a columnist with Alabama Media Group. You can read his column every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, anytime online at AL.com. John, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Esther.